What's going on, guys? De Niro B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about content creation and how you can drum up new business on an ongoing basis by simply creating more content. So if you've been watching me or listening to me or looking at my posts on Instagram for a while, you know how big I am on content creation. I release about 4 to 5 different pieces of content every single day. And yes, I am alone. I have a team that helps me, but I am the one that comes up with all the content myself. And you can do the same thing. And trust me, I've been doing this for years now. And a lot of the lead generation work that I used to do in the past has kind of become obsolete for me at this point, because I have this new system that I use. And I want to tell you how you can implement it in your business. It doesn't matter what type of business you're in, it works. And let's get into it right now. So before we get into the actual structure of this system, I want you to understand the psychology of someone that wants to buy something from you, or just buyers in general. First off, we have people that are not aware that you even exist or that they need your service. So at this level, it's very hard for someone to buy a product if they have no idea who you are or what your product or service is. But for these specific people, we can still create content and target them with Facebook advertising or Google advertising. Now, with Google advertising, we're looking at keywords. So it's a bit harder for us to target people based on the fact that they're actually not looking up those keywords. But with Facebook, it's actually possible, because we can use detailed targeting and audience targeting with interests, with areas where people are located, and so on and so forth. So once we create these pieces of content, we put it out there, people see your content that are aware of you, they know that you exist, but they're still not interested in what you do. I'm sorry, they're still not ready. Now, with that said, you don't have to despair, because this is just a second step. So we went from not aware and not interested to aware, but still not interested. We're gonna keep on retargeting these people. We're gonna retarget them with more content, with more blog posts, with more videos, with anything that you can do to make them interested in what you do or in your niche. And once we get to a certain level down the road, let's say about 60% of the people, if you did the right targeting, will be interested in what you do even. But still, they're not ready to buy. Let's use someone that wants to buy a trip to Mexico, all inclusive, but not at the beach, maybe some sort of more adventurous type of trip, okay? Let's use as an example, people may not even know that that type of trips exists, and then we target them with content regarding these very cool adventurous trips. So now that they know that it exists, they don't necessarily feel like it's something that applies to them, so they move on. But then I have a chat, maybe with a partner, with a friend, and it turns out that their friends or their partner wanted to have that type of trip, more of an adventurous type of trip. So now the person knows that you exist and you provide this type of trip. They know that they're interested in buying this type of trip, but they're not ready to buy yet. Maybe they don't have money, maybe it's not the right season, maybe it's COVID season and everybody is at home and they can't travel, but you get the point. They're interested, but they can't buy it yet. And you keep on introducing more and more pieces of content regarding this topic until the awesome day when they wake up, they're interested in buying your trip, they know who you are, of course, they're ready to buy it, and guess what? They're going to turn into your new client. None of this would have happened if you didn't create pieces of content on an ongoing basis and targeted these individuals. So bear in mind, this is not a short-term fix for you to get more clients, but it's definitely a machine that needs to get started. It needs to pick up momentum, but once it picks up momentum, it's unstoppable. As long as you keep on feeding pieces of content to this machine, you will grow the awareness in your market. You will grow the interest of your product and service to new prospects. And when your new prospects are ready to buy, guess what's gonna happen? You're going to be the one top of mind. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. I release an episode Monday to Friday, and I have amazing interviews with 7- and 8-figure earners every single Saturday so that we can crack the code to go from solopreneur and freelancer to CEO of your remote empire. Until next time.